Good evening. If you'd ever like to ask a question, just unmute your phone by pressing *6. Please join me with the Anabekoah. Anabekoah, Gedula Chemincha, Tati. Kaberinat amcha sagvenu taharenu nora kufreshayan sintet nun nagibor dorshechutcha ke Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharem Bachamei Sidkatcha Tamid Gamlem Betet Resh Tzaditach Gimel Hasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adatach Het Kufbet Tet Nun Ayin. And we meditate on the two letters, the Pe and the Vav. The Vav that created the planet Noga, Venus. And the Pe, which created the constellation Shore, the Bull, the Taurus. And the unique relationship of the two letters, the Pe and the Vav. When we substitute the letter using the Atbash, Aleph to Taf, Bet to Shin, third letter to the third letter from the end, we find that the Vav substitutes for the Pe, and the Pe substitutes for the Vav. And so in both directions of direct light and returning light, we have a gematria of these two letters of 86, which is Elohim, the essence of nature, of cause and effect based on strict judgment, which is the way we would like it if we were all righteous, which we all will be, and therefore are. Yachid ge'e lamcha p'nei zokre kedushatach yud gimolamed pe'zayim kuf shavatenu kabel Ushmati akatenu yodea talumot shinkufav tzadiyutav. And the last line is said in a whisper. Before we start reading from the Zohar, does anybody have any questions? All right, we're reading from the Parasha Emor. We're going to be starting on section 16. The title is Each Letter of the Name is the Perfection of the Whole Name. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kodanei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kodaneihu. Rabbi Shimon Amar Sod Hashem Li Reav Uvrito lehodiyam sod Hashem lereav da Knesset Yisrael uvrito lehodiyam da tzadik yisod olam vikshura chada. Rabbi Shimon said, The counsel, or the secret of Hashem, is with them that fear him, and he will reveal to them his covenant. A verse from Tehillim, Psalms chapter 25. The secret of Hashem is with them that fear him refers to the congregation of Israel, namely Malchut, called the secret of Hashem. And he will reveal to them his covenant refers to the righteous, the foundation of the world, namely Yesod of Zeronpin, that is called covenant. Both are joined as one. Yesod never separates from Malchut. And yet we have the perception that the Yud-Kei Vav, is the lower He, is separated. But ultimately, it's not truly separated. Yesod is always attached to Malchut. Yud Talat Atvan Shalemuta Dekola, Yud Reshita Dekola, Yud Ila'a Dekola, Vav Emtsa'ita Shalemuta, Dekol Sitrin Mabar Lekol Ruchin, Bei Talya Mehemnuta, Delet Ginta Tzerora Dechaye, At Da Tzeera Shalema Dekola. Yud has in it three letters, which are overall perfection. The beginning of everything, namely Chachma, called beginning, is Yud, which is the most superior above all the letters of the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei and all the Sefirot. The Vav within the Yud of Yud-Vav-Dalad is the central column, Zeronpin, which is perfection in every direction. Since it completes the right and the left, it completes, namely, is a root to all the spirits, and faith depends on it, which is Malchut, the Dalit in the Yud. It is the garden, the bundle of life, namely Malchut. This letter Dalit is small, since Dalit is the secret of small letters, since Malchut is the secret of small letters. And is overall perfection, since Malchut completes all the Sefirot. I am guessing, because it's not clear, but this verse of Psalms, chapter 25, verse 14, probably has the... I don't know. We would have to look at it, but there's obviously it's referring to a small letter, and in the various scrolls and the way the letters are written, they're either written at a normal size, which is called Zeronpin, a large size, which is called Binah, or a small size, which is called Malchut. And this verse is telling us that the Dalit, in this particular case, is a small letter. And a dalet means doorway. So if you look at Yud Vav Dalet from the concept of dalet being Malchut, being the doorway from Malchut to the Vav of Zeronpin, and then the Yud to the level of the Chachma, the level of the head, you have the totality of unity, which is why it's saying that the Yud is perfection. Ach da fatima dekol sitrin, kad nafik nafik mevalka, im chelo tav, devatar Yud bilchodo, Bay Astim Mila Bay Nafik Sagir Upatach. The letter Yud is closed on all sides. When it emerges, that is revealed, it does so like a king with his soldiers. And then the Yud returns on its own. Matters are concealed within it and come out to be revealed. It both conceals and discloses. Hey Shalemuta Dekola Le'ela Ultata Baha Itmar Hashem Ha Yadia Aleph Hu Yud Shalimu Didlat Atvan Deinun Beresha Distimman Bayud Baha Ukmuha Dekola Had Mila Hu Shalimu Dishma Kadisha Hu Shalimu De'ela Betata Bagin Kach Uzimnin. Hey Natil Aleph Bazimna. Dehi Mit Atra. The Itro. Hey of the name Yud He Vav He is overall perfection above and below. We have learned He is known to be Bina. The Aleph in the fully spelled He is Yud Vav Daleph. Since Aleph is formed with a Vav in between Yud above and Dalet below, it completes the three letters at the top that are concealed in Yud of the Yud Ke Vav Ke, which is fully spelled as Yud Vav Dalet. This has already been explained, and it is the same thing, since the wholeness of the holy name is wholeness above and below. This is why He takes an Aleph for its full spelling when it is crowned. This verse is very esoteric, and it's a very long and involved discussion about the fully spelling of a letter. In English, you say the letter A, and you also spell the letter A, A-A-A. Or you say the letter B, and you spell it B-E-E. And C, C-E-E. So when you say the letter C, you're also saying the other two letters, E and E. In Hebrew, it's exactly the same, but more specific. Every letter in Hebrew, when we say the sound of the letter, when we see it on a page and read it, concealed within it is the fully spelled out letter. So when we see Yud-Ke Vav-Ke, we're actually saying and seeing 10 letters in total, not 4. They're Yud, which is spelled Yud-Vav-Dalet, Hey, which is spelled three different ways, Hey Aleph, Hey Yud, or Hey Hey. And this verse is saying that the level of Bina would be spelled Hey Yud, and the level of Malchut would be spelled Hey Aleph. The Vav is spelled Vav Aleph Vav, or just Vav Vav, and sometimes Vav Yud Vav. And then the final He is spelled with the same three options. And it's all of this different approaches in the spelling that leads to so much significant understandings and unities through the knowledge of the Kabbalah. Tachatze kol at ve'at tishma kerisha itchaze be shalimu dekol shema yud ha itmar shalimu dekola he shalimu dekola ve'amar ayin gimel delav ihu bi'alef Hashem bilchodo ha itmar b'diyukna da Hashem Hu Shalemuta Tekola Vav Bain Desitra Da Bain Desitra Achara Shalimu Hu Tekola Vehe Hu Shalimu Yatir Liatra Lekola Ha Tekola Had Vecha Ataru Be Havraya. Come and see. Each letter of the holy name reflects the perfection of the whole name. The Yud of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh has already been explained to be overall perfection. the He of Yud-He-Vav-He is overall perfection, even when it is not fully spelled with Aleph, but with He only, since we learn that there is overall perfection in the shape of He, since his character is formed with Yud, Vav, and Dalet, which is overall perfection. It takes a little bit of manipulating the shape of the letter to be able to see that with that sentence, the truth of that sentence. Vav of Yud-He Vav-He is overall perfection both ways, either fully spelled or as it is. Vav-He, namely He of Yud-He Vav-He connected with Vav of Yud-He Vav-He, is greater perfection than that crowns all the worlds, since Vav-He are the secret of Zeranpin and Malchut when united. Thus it is all one, as each of the letters of Yud-Ke Vav-Ke indicates the perfection in Yud-Ke Vav-Ke. The friends have already explained this. Tachati v'chaya shivat yamim v'gomer Yud-He Vav-He itgalifu atvan v'chaya Vav-He ha shivat yomim itkalilu v'chad yud-He shivat yomim yud chad galala dekola Hashem talat hi utrein benin uvra chad tirein avahan Babe Kelilan Ha Hamisha Rata Nukva Khad Ha Shita Ishtama Da Hashem Ila A Kalala Dishita Yudhe Ha Shiva Hainu Diktiv Shivat Yamim Bushivat Yamim Arba A Asar Yom. Come and see that it shall be. The Hebrew is Vehaya. Vav He Yud He, 7 days under its mothers. The verse from Vayikra chapter 22. The letters of Vihaya were imprinted in accordance with the secret of Yud Vav Dalet He Aleph Vav Aleph Vav He Aleph, since Vihaya is spelled with the same letters as Yud He Vav He. The 7 days were included in Vav-He together, since Vav-He, which are Zeranpin and Malchut, are the seven Sefirot, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut. Yud-He are 7 days, since Yud is one, including them all, since it includes all the letters of the name. He is three, it with its two children, since it includes within itself the Dalet and the Vav. He is made with a Vav and a Dalet. The short leg is sometimes made as a Dalet, the shape of a Dalet, upside down. Zeranpin and Malchut, and two fathers are included in the one son, namely the Vav within the He. These are the two columns, Chesed and Gevurah. Thus they are five, Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut, Chesed and Gevurah, and Malchut, which is included within Zeranpin. Vav includes within it a female daughter, which is Malchut, which is one. Thus they are six. So the upper He of Yud-He Vav-He includes the whole six, namely Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut, Chesed, Gevurah, and Malchut, which is concluded within Zeranpin. With Yud-He, that is, together with the Yud, they are seven. This is the secret of the seven Sefirot called Yud-He. This is the meaning of the verse, 7 days and 7 days, namely 14 days. Verse from Kings 1, chapter 8, which is the inner meaning of the 7 days in Vav-He and the 7 days in Yud-He. And while the Zohar doesn't say it, I'll remind everybody a few weeks ago, we read about a woman's impurity after childbirth, actually read about the blood of impurity for 7 days for a boy and 14 days for a girl. And that's the seven. There's a relationship between the blood of impurity for a girl and this discussion of the Yudke Vavke, which just is another way of explaining that a woman has a higher spiritual level than a man. Bechaya shivat yamim tachat imo. Tachat imo yitataru shivat yamim. Diktiv lecha Adonai hagdula. V'hagvura v'gomer v'alda shivat yamim l'tata likhara di'ima ila'a tachat imo l'tata diktiv ad akara yalda shiva v'rabat banim umlala ikara deko beta yalda shiva ilain shivat yomin d'hag hasuvokot Rabat banim umlala, ilain karbanin dehag denachtin, bekol yomamin min yavna. Then it shall be 7 days under its mother, which means that under its mother, that is under Yud-Heh, the 7 days of Vav-Heh were adorned, as written. Yours, Hashem, is the greatness and the power. A verse from Chronicles 1, chapter 29, which are the seven sephirot, chesed, gevurah, tiferet, netzach, hod, yesod, and malchut, of male and female. Therefore, there are 7 days below in male and female, since the glory of supernal ima, that is, as a counterpart to the seven aspects of Yud-Heh, there are under its mother below 7 days. That is the meaning of the words, while the barren, the Hebrew is akara, has borne seven, and she has had many children, has become wretched. And she that has many children has become wretched. A verse from Samuel 1, chapter 2. This means that the mainstay, the Hebrew is ikar, of the whole house, which is Bina, has borne seven, the 7 days of the festival of Sukkot. The secret of Chesed Gevurah Tiferet Netzach Chod Yesod and Malchut, while she that has many children has become wretched, refers to the sacrifices on Sukkot, the 70 bulls sacrificed on Sukkot, that are diminished in number every day. They correspond to the 70 nations, which is the secret of she that has many children has become wretched. V'tachatzi ilein salkin v'le'ela le'ela v'ilein nachtin l'tata l'tata kaftalet aleph im hagbiyah kanesher v'im bein kochavim sim kinecha misham oridcha se'um v'yisrael salkin mitata le'ela diktiv V'chayal zaracha ka'afar, ha'aretz uktiv v'hirbeti, et zaracha v'kochvei, ha'shamayim ulvatar salkin, al kola umit dabakan, v'atar ila'a al kola, hada hu diktiv v'atem hadvekim, v'ashem Elohechem v'gomer. Come and see these 7 days of Sukkot, the secret of Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut. Rise high up, since the illumination of Hakmala within them shines from below upwards, while those 70 bullocks from which the 70 nations are nourished descend lower and lower. As the nations draw them from above down, as is their wont, thus sinking them down, this was stated in, though you do soar aloft like the eagle, and though you do set your nest among the stars, from there I will bring you down, says Hashem. A verse from Ovadia, chapter 1. But Israel rise above from below upwards, as written, and your seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven. In this way they rise from the dust of the earth to the stars of heaven. They then rise above all and cleave to the loftiest place, as written. But you that did cleave of Hashem, your Elohim. A verse from Deuteronomy chapter 4. That's the end of section 16. Section 17. It and its young. The shore, O, Se, Oto, the Et, Beno, Amar, Rabbi Yose, Betargumo, La, Velivra, the Ikara, the Ima, Leminda, Bara, the Azil, Batra, the La, Azil, Batar, Avuha, the Anan, La, Yad, Enan, Man, Hu. And whether it be cow, literally the word is ox, or ewe, which is a female deer, I believe, you shall not kill it, literally him, and its young, Vayikra chapter 22. The mitzvah is not to kill a mother with its young at the same time. Rabbi Yosef said the meaning follows its Aramaic translation, her and her young, instead of he and his young. For it is the mother's way to know her young, and her young follows her, and not the father, and we do not know who the father is. Well, that's an interesting verse in the Zohar. Understand the idea. The verse in Hebrew is reading, you shall not kill him, male, and its young. The Aramaic translation, which is the Targum, translates that Hebrew phrase in the feminine. Do not kill her and its young. Her and her young. And we're trying to understand what's the meaning behind the male in the Hebrew. And this verse, according to Rabbi Yossi, is that it's really just referring to the female. But it's saying that it's really not explaining why the Hebrew has the male. And we know in the Kabbalah, the concept of male is sharing, right column, and the concept of female is receiving, left column. And of course, one of the old jokes of all of our society from the beginning of Adam and Eve, even according to the Midrashim, the who was the father of Cain was not Adam. And we always know who the mother is because there's literally a direct connection. But to know the father, according to modern science, well, we can tell from DNA. But I caution people to understand what circumstantial evidence means. And under Torah law, DNA would never be accepted as proof. Lo tishchatu. I actually shouldn't say never, because one never knows how things will be perceived and what the rabbis will perceive it as. But circumstantial evidence was never sufficient to prove someone guilty of a capital offense. It takes two witnesses, and those witnesses literally have to say he was warned that it would be, he would receive the death penalty if he did the action. And only then can a court, a human court, pronounce judgment on him that causes his death. Now, of course, fires that burn houses or people die, God forbid, or earthquakes that cause people to be stoned by the buildings above them, God forbid. These are Hashem's methods of the four. four types of slaughter, the four types of murder, the four types of death penalty. And Hashem's judgment is always correct. Lo tishtachatu biyom echad, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Memtet I tema mishum, Agmat nefesh divira, Nekus l'chai beveta, Had ulchai beveta, Achara o l'chai chashta, Ulchai levatar al it man deshare, Velav hake ela, Beyom echad mamash. You shall not kill it and its young both in one day. Rabbi Yehuda asks for the reason. If you say it is because it is distressing to the animal, we can slaughter one in one house and the other in another, or at different times. He said to him, some permit that, but it is not so. But Scripture forbids specifically in one day. And Rabbi Yehuda is asking the question, why? What's wrong with killing a mother with its young? And the typical answer that comes from many in the religious community is it shows Hashem's consciousness about even small details and small aspects of pain. That obviously a mother seeing its child killed would feel pain. And to avoid that, we're prescribed from doing that. But this verse just told us that's not the reason. Tachatzi tenenan yafa ta'anit l'chalom ke'esh lanoret ve'ikara v'tatanita ve'hahu yoma mamash ve'la b'yoma achara ma'ita ama begin bilet l'cha yom l'tata de la shalta ve'yoma achara ila'a ve'kadi hu sha'iri v'ta'anita Dechelma, Olifna, Dechahu, Yoma, La, Itade, Ad, De Itzbatal. Hayu, Gezera, Ve'i, Deche, Le, Leoma, Atar, Achara, Ha, Shultana, De Yoma, Achara, Hu, Vela, Al, Yoma, De Yoma, Achara, De Chavre, Kechai gavna leit lach yom, dela itmana ale yoma ila'a, ve'elav uva'e barnash le'istamra, dela yabid pegimu ve'hahu yoma, dela yitpegim kamei sha'ar yomin acharanin. Come and see, we learned that a fast is good for averting a bad dream, as fire for consuming flax, that is, for getting rid of it. The fast is valuable only on the same day and not in any other day. The reason is that every day below has another supernal day ruling over it. We learn that when one is fasting to avert a dream, the decree is annulled before the day is over. If he postpones it to another day, then it is under the jurisdiction of another day, and no day intermingles with its neighbor day. Similarly, there is a supernal day above appointed over every day, and one should be careful not to damage any day, so that it will not remain defective in relation to other days. People do not realize each and every day of your life, of our life, is unique for us. What comes to us during that day, what happens to us during that day, is unique to the energy of that day. And even if exactly the same thing happens tomorrow, on the physical level, it's not the same thing, because the energy of the day changes it. We don't understand that. We don't perceive things this way. We don't appreciate what it means to make the statement. The cause is always spiritual. The effect is always physical. Even when I do an action in the physical world that affects the spiritual worlds, the cause of my doing that action, that's a spiritual cause. Our job in this world is to see past the illusion and to see the cause, meaning to see Hashem's hand behind everything that happens. That is the reason that the scroll of Esther, Megillat Esther, was created. Do I really need to know that she became queen, that she ruled 127 nations, that Haman tried to kill us, that there are three small letters in the scroll? All of these things, what is their purpose? So that we can see a description of physical events and we can look past the coincidence of all of those events and see the plan of Hashem within it and see the cause, which is always Hashem, which is always the spiritual. Ovada Diltata it ar. Ovada Dilela I Barnash Aved. Ovada Latata Kitka. Yeot Haki it ar. Chela Kitka Yeot Leela Aved Barnash Chesed Bealma. It ar Chesed Leela Veshari. Behahu Yoma Ve Itatar. Bei Begine, Ve'i Itaber, Barnash, Barachame, Letata, Itar, Rachame, Al Hahu Yoma, Ve'i Itatar, Barachame, Begine, Ukdain, Hahu Yoma, Ve'kaim, Ale Le Mecheve, Aputrot Pa, Begine, Ve'sha'ata, De'itstarich Le. We learn that an action below awakes an action above. If a man performs a worthy action below, the force above also weakens. If a man does kindness in the world, kindness awakens above, and dwells on that day which is crowned with it for his sake. If a man acts mercifully below, he arouses mercy upon that day, which is crowned with mercy for him. That day then stands to protect him in his time of need. That day stands up in the courts and attests to his positive deeds. Kegavna da behipuka deda I aved barnash Ovada the Aksari Haki it ar behahu Yoma upagim le ulvatar kaim ale Leaksari Leshetsa Le mealama Behahi mida Devarnash moded ba modin le. The same applies for the opposite case. If a man acts cruelly, he arouses the same in that day and renders that day defective. Then that day stands over him to be cruel to him and destroy him. The measure with which man measures will be measured out to him. These two verses are describing the boomerang law. The actions that I do return to me. If the action is positive, positive returns. If an action is negative, negative returns. I am the creator of my own pain and suffering. I do negative things? Why not treat people with respect? Why not do nothing rather than something negative? Nobody's asking you to do positive. Just don't do negative as a first step. The boomerang law is always in effect. And it's always in effect, as this verse says from the Zohar, measure for measure. This is why we know, or how we know, that where a body becomes ill is telling us where the defect is based on the actions that was done. Because cause and effect is always measured, measure for measure. Tanan di Yisrael akzarituyut it menah minayhu mikol sha'ar amin vela yatchazun minei ovada bialma deha kema banre tianin kamin ale devarnash behahu ovada zaka'a man diachse ovada dekashra Vatata Deha Biovada Talya Milta Bakola Leit Ara Mila Achara. We learn that cruelty was omitted from Israel more than the rest of the nations, and no act of cruelty will appear among them, for many eyed ones stand over man to denounce him for that action. Happy is he who displays a worthy act below, because the awakening of something corresponding above wholly depends on that act. Each act. That is the end of section 17. Description of the boomerang law. Section 18. There was corn in Egypt. Rabbi Shimon Patach, Vayar Yaakov Ki Yesh Shever, Bamitzrayim, Chai Kera Raza, Tahakbeka, Eat Be, Veit Lan, Veistachla, Veilav Sefe Reshe, Veilav Reshe Sefe. Rabbi Shimon opened with the verse, now when Jacob saw that there was corn in Egypt, Bereshit, chapter 42. This verse contains the secret of wisdom, and we have to examine it because its beginning and end contradict each other. For in the beginning it says, now when Jacob saw that there was corn in Egypt. And at the end, Jacob said to his sons, why do you look at one another? If there is corn in Egypt, cannot they look at each other? What is the connection? Lovely question. Ela tachatzi b'sha'ata dekudsha barichu va'ei lemeidan alma kekavna va'yachiv mila da'alida dekaroza deha kol dinin acharanin de'alma keroza dekariz alohi ad la yetun le'alma v'dina da la ityahiv Bekaroza Ela Kuchabarihu Akriz Alek Bekari Kahidiktiv Ki Kara Adonai Lareav Larayev Mehahi Shaata Itpaktan Al Abam Manan Acharanin Bifkidu Derakav Deraav. He answers, come and see. When the Holy One, blessed be He, wanted to sentence the world to famine, He does not deliver this through a crier to the angels. For a crier pronounces all other punishments in the world before they enter it. But this one of famine is not delivered to a crier, but the Holy One, blessed be He, announces it and cries. This This is the meaning of, for Hashem has called for a famine. 2 Kings chapter 8. From that time, other ministers are appointed over the world due to the decree of famine. That's referring to changes in the Tsar of the 70 nations, the leaders, the angel leader of the 70 nations. When Hashem decrees a famine, it's obviously a punishment on the world, a decree on the world, a judgment on the world. And what happens is the nations who are going to be participating in that famine, there has to be cause and effect. So their angel, their chieftain, their Elohim, their idols, essentially, who they worship, has to change. But it's not that the angel died, because there's no death, there's no end. What it means is they're put through the fire of the river of Kiddur. The angel is actually burned in fire in the river of Dinur, and therefore emerges clean and new and returns to his post as the leader, the Elohim of this nation. Ve'asir lei levarnash de'it lei shavt shava'a ve'achaza'a begarme sava'a de'ha achse begimud le'ela ve'akish mila de'malka ve'kiv yakol ki'ilu abar le'manan de'malka me'atrayu ve'ad amar Yaakov livno lama titra Titra'u, lama ta'avidu. Pagimu le'ela ultata, ul'akhasha, mila de malka, v'kol inun memanan, v'krizu. Delay. A satiated man must not show himself full, because he indicates a blemish above and rejects the word of the king who decreed famine. It is as if he removed the king's ministers from their position. Hence Jacob said to his sons, why do you look at, or the word was show one another, which means why do you create a defect above and below and deny the king's declaration and all those appointed by the king's crier? God has announced a famine. What right do you have to be fulfilled? An interesting way of learning it, looking at cause and effect, isn't it? Aval hine shemati, ki yesh shever b'mitzrayim, redu shama v'taman haksiu, garmaiku b'sava b'la takshishu, pamalia b'lela haka v'takhati Yaakov kama divua, avat le v'la ba'e, Lishbor, Ela Batoch Habayim, Begin Dela Ishtakach, Pagimu Beovada Dile. But behold, I have heard that there is corn in Egypt. Go down there. Bereshit, chapter 42. There you may seem replete, but do not reject the celestial retinue there. The celestial retinue here. Come and see, Jacob had much corn, but he did not want to eat it except when they came back, so his action would not be considered defective, that is, so as not to seem full. That's the end of section 18. Section 19, one should raise the right hand over the left. Supatach v'yamar v'yisa acharon et yadav el ha'am v'yavarachem v'tanenan yado k'tiv devarei l'zakfa yamina al shemala v'yamai v'achaza'a ovada v'tata v'gin di'it ar ovada le'ela. He opened again with, and Aaron lifted up his hands towards the people and blessed them. Vayikra, chapter 9. We learn that hands is spelled without a yud and is read hand, to teach us that one should raise the right over the left. Why? To display an action below so that a corresponding act will be awakened above. Why do we have our right higher than our left? Our right side of our body is our sharing side. Our left side is our receiving side. And we're taught by the binding of Yitzhak that the left side should be within the control of the right side. Ketiv v'ha'avarta shofar teruach v'chodesh hashvi'i v'gomer shofar teruach amai ela shofar v'matbar shal shalin v'matbar shultanuta mikol abdin v'vaya le'achaza'a shofar di'inhu pashit v'la'ak pakfik kafif Le'achaza'a cheru le'kola, v'ha yoma garim u'kola, v'e le'achaza'a ovada, v'ad shofar v'la keren begin le'achaza'a, man hu atar de'ikre shofar. It is written, then shall you cause the shofar to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. Vayikra, chapter 25. He asks, why sound the shofar? And he answers, the shofar breaks the fetters of those imprisoned in the chains of enslavement, which breaks the power on all slaves. For sound is derived from breaking. In Hebrew, they have the same roots. To sound something and to break something is the same thing. One should display a simple, that is, straight shofar, not curved, to indicate freedom to all, which that day is brought about. It behooves one always to demonstrate a deed below to awaken a corresponding one above. Hence a shofar is used rather than a horn, to indicate whence it comes, a place called shofar. Since a shofar is the secret of Binah, and a horn, the secret of Malchut. Everything in the physical world is a branch of a spiritual root. And there are only ultimately 10 spiritual roots, the 10 spherot. Everything can be brought back to the level of the spherot. As we expand our consciousness, the essence of a thing connects to the spherot, connects to the tree of life, connects to the four phases, which is the transformation of infinity into finiteness. Shakaini nun Yisrael bi'alma dein uvalma Tiate di nun yadin Le'it dabaka v'balka Kadisha ul atara chela Dilela ul amshaka Kedusha demarechon alaihu Bagimokach ketiv ashrecha Yisrael mi kamocha v'gomer Yatem Chadbekim Adonai Elohechem, Chaim Kulchem, Hayom. Happy are Israel in this world and in the world to come, for they know how to cleave to the Holy King, and raise the power from above, and draw their master's holiness upon them. Excuse me. Hence it is written, Happy are you, O Israel, who is like to you, Devarim, chapter 33. And you that did not cleave of Hashem your Elohim are alive, every one of you, this day. Excuse me. But you that did cleave, Devarim, chapter 4. This next verse is Hakdamat Reaya Mehemna, the introduction by the Reaya Mehemna, which means the faithful shepherd. Moses is going to be teaching in this next section. And it's specified in the Zohar by telling us this. But in this case, it's actually an introduction, a preface to the writing. It's not the central aspect, but it includes everything, just as the prefaces that an author writes, usually after he's finished the book. But the preface is inclusive of everything that is said in the book. Ushmartem vitzvotai viasitem otam vegomer pikudin demare alma ha tanenan. Diktiv ushmartem mitzvotai v'asitem otam id neture ka be'enan avida lama tu ko pekude oraita inun batrem kavnin di inun had zachor v'shamor zachor lidkura v'shamor denukba v'kohu kalala chada I shamor the Nukba Amai Kativ Ushmartem Mitzvotai. And you shall keep my commandments and do them. Vayikra, chapter 22. We have learned about the commandments of the Master of the Universe as written. And you shall keep my commandments and do them. He asks if they need keeping, when then does this include doing as well? And why does it say, and do them? Furthermore, he asks, all the commandments in the Torah have two facets that are one, namely remember and keep. Remember is for the male, Zerunpin, and keep is for the female, Malchutz. Keep is actually an aspect of the word guard. And they are all joined into one. He asks, if keep is for the female, why is it written, and you shall keep my commandments, which indicates all the precepts are only of the aspect of the female, namely keeping. Ela kola b'chai kara ushmartem, da shamor v'yasitem da zachor, dekola razach da zakira, da ihi asiya, Deha mandi adkar mila, v'tata adkin, v'itaved chahu raza dilela, v'kudei oraita, ilein inun shit, mea utlesar, v'kudin, v'inun kelala didkar, v'nukba, v'kola raza chada. He answers, everything is within this verse, and you shall keep, refers to keep, while and do them refers to remember. It all pertains to the same secret. Remembering is doing. Whoever mentions something below causes the doing of that secret above. There are 613 commandments in the Torah, which are the whole of male and female, namely remember and keep, Zerunpin and Malchut, all pertaining to the same secret. Thank you. the end of section 19. We are at that point. We've run out of time. Does anybody have any questions before we say goodnight? Remember, it's Chag Sameach. It's Pesach Sheni tomorrow, tonight. We have entered into the energy of the Sfirah of Chod, the week of Chod, which represents the energy of manifesting the potential without the limitation of the physical world. The energy has changed. The chaos has come to an end, and will actually do so on Tuesday. But we are getting close. We are almost there. We are there in the potential. I wish you a Shabbat Shalom, and also bid you a beautiful Chag Sameach for Monday night. And I hope you make the connection to Rabbi Shimon. It is well worth the loss of sleep to stay up and study. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Thank you. Thank you.